Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Nucor Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol NCAU and on the OTCQX under the symbol NCAUF. I am chatting with the Vice President of Exploration, Greg Smith. Now, Greg, it was on Monday that the company came out with another round of drill results from the Enchi Gold Project in Ghana. The headline numbers, 1.75 grams per ton gold over 40 meters. This also included a couple higher grade sections, one that was outlined in the news release, 5.4 grams per ton gold over 9 meters. Now, one thing that I've really taken away from all these conversations that I've had with you and the president and CEO, Luke Alexander, regarding this 58,000 meter drill program is the results we've seen so far have been quite consistent, a little over 1 gram per ton gold over some pretty significant widths, like the one today, or when the news was released, 40 meters. Now, just to remind everybody, the project does have a resource on it of 1.2 million ounces of gold at 0.72 grams per ton. So these drill results are of a generally higher grade than that resource. Greg, what's your takeaway from this batch of drill results, please?
Yeah, thanks for having me back. This is our ninth set of results that we've released since the start of the program last August. And as you say, we've been able to have a good consistency in these results. We've been focusing on the three resource areas, Sayum, Boyne, and Niam, where Niam was where these 24 holes were drilled. It's actually the smallest of the three resource areas. That's largely reflective of the fact that it's got the least amount of drilling completed on it to date. And yeah, we're really happy. Really two takeaways here from these results at Niam, as you say, consistently able to continue to expand the mineralization. In this case, we've stepped out 150, 200 meters both to the north and to the south, and we released some results from the oxide horizons in those two areas. And then we've got these slightly deeper holes. So for us, deeper is about 200 meters vertically below surface. We're still seeing those really good widths. So again, 40 meters of 1.57, 25 meters of 1.94. But within those, we're now starting to see some really nice higher grade core structures there. And that's the 9 meters to 5.4 and the 7 meters of 5.78. So it's kind of a transition that we expected as we got into the sulfides that we'd start to see some of these higher grade core structures.
So, Greg, what's going to be the attack strategy for continuing to test some of these deeper results, these higher grade components of the resource?
Yeah, we'll continue to step out here. These results, both of those intercepts are actually contained within a subzone here at Niam that's about 300 meters long, a long strike. We've got 5-6 sections that we've drilled in there now, every one of the holes coming in with significant grades of and widths of gold mineralization. So these are not one-offs. We're already seeing a zone here that's starting to hold together, and we will continue to step out both along strike and to depth. And again, depth for us is pretty reasonable depths, and look to add some intercepts to this chute. And again, ultimately, start building resources below the oxides into the sulfide material and at higher grades.
So you mentioned that some of this drilling is step out. So you said about 150 to 200 meters, both north and south. How big is this Niam area now when it comes to the drilling that you've done in terms of hitting gold grades? What's the overall strike here?
So Niam, at this point, we've got it tested for about 1.8 kilometers. But as an anomaly, when you look at the geophysics and the gold and soil geochemistry, the anomaly is actually twice that size, probably about 3.5 kilometers. So we've got a lot of room to continue to expand this along strike. To the south, again, there was some 8 holes here released as part of this news release that were from three sections, stepping out again as much as 200 meters to the south. We're seeing some really good grades and widths near surface there, and it actually looks like we've got a, you know, maybe a second one of these higher grade shoots that's developing there. And then farther afield, this structure continues for another 3-4 kilometers and on a nice straight line, then actually lines up with our Quachicrum target, which is one that we talked about last time, where it's the sort of our most advanced target that isn't included in the resource quite yet, but will be likely in this work that we're doing now with some upgraded resources to be included in the PEA. So ultimately, we're looking at probably plus 6-7 kilometers of potential mineralization here.
So then, Greg, talk about that extra 3 kilometers there that could actually run into that Quachicrum target. Are you guys testing that? What's the strategy to see if that is all mineralized?
Yeah, we certainly won't get it all tested as part of this program. You know, we're extending Niam to the south and Quachicrum to the north, but we won't get all of that tested within this program. And obviously, we're testing the better portions based on the information we have, the geophysics and the geochem. But ultimately, it's a pretty exciting target for future efforts.
So, Greg, what is coming in terms of the PEA? When we were talking, well, previously, I heard that the PEA is planned still for Q2 of this year. Is that still on track?
Yes, absolutely. So we're obviously working on it, and as are our consultants at BBA on a daily basis. One thing that we had the opportunity to do there is actually include, as I've mentioned, a little over 18,000 meters of drilling that was done at the end of that done last year and the beginning of this year. So that'll be part of an updated sort of resource estimate that'll be included in the PEA. But yeah, we're advancing there. We've got the geological modeling well advanced. We've passed it on to the engineers. They're doing their pit designs, and again, we're looking at having that completed in Q2.
Now, how much of this current 58,000 meter drill program is going to be included in that PEA?
In terms of the PEA, obviously we had a cutoff. You know, we can't continuously put results in there. You just, you know, two steps forward, two steps back. So we had a cutoff in January that, again, will include a little over 18,000 meters of drilling from all of the zones we've talked about, Boyne, Siyum, Niam, and Quachicrum. That'll get included into the PEA, and that'll form the new resource that the economic modeling is then done on. Now, that'll still be largely oxide. You know, obviously, these deeper results that we just released on Monday won't be included. So that'll be for the next PEA that we'll be doing down the road.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you. In terms of these deeper results, it sounds like they're going to be left out of that upcoming PEA. But how could these deeper results change the overall mining approach at the overall project?
So currently we're focused on an open pit, free digging, heap leach development scenario, and that's reflective of the fact that plus 90% of our existing resource is in the oxides and transitional material. Again, 100% of it is within pits. This is a pit-constrained resource, the 1.22 million ounces. So again, the economics that we put on it are reflective of the fact that it's a near-surface oxide resource predominantly. But the longer term, you know, we're going to be tracing a number of these shoots. These results that we released here at NIAM is just the first of many that we're going to be tracing to depth. And ultimately, if you compare ourselves to our neighbor at Chirano, you know, they started with 13 shallow open pits, but now for the better part of a decade, the bulk of their mineralization, their material that they've been mining and making good money at is come from the deeper sulfide unoxidized material. So I see that transition being something that occurs potentially here at Enchi as well, is that as we, again, get below these oxide horizons, more and more and more of the resource will be within these deeper, again, largely higher grade sulfide material.
Okay, so it's just a process, right? Just continue to drill down there, see what is happening at depth, and then eventually bring that into resource and another PEA, but not this current one. In terms of news flow here, Greg, I'm assuming just consistent drill results. You guys do seem to get your drill results back quite quickly from the lab, especially compared to what everyone's dealing with in North America. And then that Q2 PEA, what about an updated resource? How's that going to fall into the picture for this year?
So the first updated resource will just sort of be included in the PEA. So as the numbers are released for the PEA, the resource that's used to form the basis for it will include those 18,000 meters and will be updated. And then as we get the results for the remainder of the 58,000 meter program, we'll then be doing another updated resource estimate before the end of the year.
Okay. Greg, we will wrap it up there then. I will be having the company back on as we keep on getting more drill results, but I know a lot of eyes are also on that PEA, which is still on track for Q2 of this year. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Greg or Luke over at Nucor, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will get those answered for you. Greg, I appreciate your time today. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.